Welcome to Let's Talk EI with Dr. Hank Clemens. This is an open forum to discuss all things emotional intelligence. So call and share your thoughts and ideas at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Now, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, hello, howdy, whatever is appropriate. Thank you. I'm glad to know that you're joining us today. Welcome to Let's Talk EI. Let's Talk EI is a monthly show dedicated to discussing emotional intelligence and other related topics, of course. I'm Dr. Hank, President and CEO of the Society of Emotional Intelligence, or as we that our members call it, SOEI. SOEI is also the sponsor of the Let's Talk EI show. So welcome. Glad that you're with us. Let's Talk EI is one of the mediums that the society used to introduce, educate, inform, and share information about emotional intelligence with our members and listeners. Now, the other mediums that we use are our website, which is societyofei.org. We also have professional development meetings through our chapters. That's another medium. We now have 6 chapters. So you might see notes that come out from me from time to time that says SOEI is growing. Well, we just had another growth spurt. We have a chapter in Atlanta, SOEIAtlanta.com. I had visited with them last week. They did a professional development meeting to kick off their 2013 year. Really great session. Dr. Leo Smith was the speaker there, and he did a session around emotional intelligence, what every leader should know or ought to know. But great session. So thanks, Dr. Smith. Really appreciate contributing your time and being a speaker for us there. We also have a chapter in Delaware. It's called the SOEI Tri-State. That calls it includes Philadelphia, parts of New Jersey, and, of course, Delaware. We have a chapter in Los Angeles, SOEILA.org. One in New York, SOEI-NY.org. And I give a shout out to the folks up in New York. They've been dealing with some issues there, particularly with the, Sandy that came through there and did a lot of damage, and people are just kind of getting back into some of their homes. And SOEI New York has been doing some community service work and helping those folks get reestablished. And then we have a chapter in Tampa, Florida, SOEI Tampa. And our newest is just getting started. It's in Houston, Texas. SOEI Houston is what it will be called. And the chair there is John Hartman. So I'd like to give a shout out to John and say, John, welcome. And if you're listening, hopefully you'll get a chance to give us a call and say hello and maybe introduce yourself via the Let's Talk EI show. We also have an annual conference that's held in October each year. So that's another way that we get the word out, get messages out, get information out about emotional intelligence. Speaking of the conference, we've posted a call for speakers for this year's conference on our website. And if you go to the website and go to the conference page, you'll see some information sort of right in the center part of that page. On both sides, of course, are some pictures from last year's conference. This year's conference, we want to focus on the application of emotional intelligence. I think the theme is going to be emotional intelligence in action. So the speakers that we're looking for, we want them to have experience in applying emotional intelligence, whether it's with their companies or in a coaching approach or not. Whatever the approach is, we want there to be experience. So the focus is not so much around theory this year about emotional intelligence, but what people have actually done from an organizational standpoint, coaching standpoint, however you've applied emotional intelligence, that's what we're looking for. Because some of the feedback that we've had in the past year from a conference was people would really like to know or get information on what's being done or what has been done. And what does it look like? What does it sound like? What was it before and what was it after? In other words, what was an individual's emotional intelligence before? What is their emotional intelligence now? What kind of changes took place? From an organization perspective, how was the organization before the EI initiative and how was the organization after? Those are the kinds of things that we're looking for. So if you have experience in those areas and you'd like to share them with us, please go to the website, fill out the necessary documents there. It's a call for speakers proposal form that's there and send it to us. The request for our speakers close, I think, in early April. So I know it's just the beginning of February, but, you know, before you know it, we'll be through February, through March, and then April hits and people will say, oh, geez, I forgot to do it. Is it too late? So rather than have that happen, you know, I'd like for you to work on that starting now if you can. I really would appreciate that. We also have two LinkedIn groups, the Society of Emotional Intelligence Network and the Society of Emotional Intelligence Exchange. Now, the Exchange is a members-only group, and you can join that group by being a member of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. So that's the only way that you can become a member of the Society of Emotional Intelligence Exchange is by being a member of the Society. And it's easy to join, all you need to do is just go to the website, complete the application, and then submit the appropriate dues. Like most professional associations, there are dues, and we have three levels. One is the professional level, and the dues are $50 per year for that, $35 for renewals. So once you become a member, when you renew the following year is only $35. And then there's the corporate membership, and that one is $200. The good thing about that one is as a corporate member, you can have up to three memberships. So there are three individual memberships, and then one of those individuals can attend the annual conference at no cost. So that's a saving right there because most of the time, the conference fee is about somewhere between, you know, $150, $175. So by being a corporate member, you have three members and one of those members can attend the conference free. And then we have the student level membership, and that's what we say is almost a giveaway for a student that's enrolled in a college or even high school. But generally, we think college when we're talking about student membership. Student membership, only $15. So I'm sure one of those can fit whatever level you see yourself in. So just go to the website, complete the form, and submit it, and it gets reviewed. And next thing you know, you'll be receiving a package in the mail and or an email that says, congratulations, you are now a member of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. Now, if you're new to Let's Talk EI, our format, our radio format is like this. Each month, we have a guest. Sometimes we may have more than one guest. I know last year we had four guests on at one time, and that was just before the conference. But the guests that we generally have will come on and spend time sharing their thoughts and ideas around emotional intelligence. And it covers a lot of areas. They're not all from the field of emotional intelligence. They could be from conflict management, or they could be from, you know, mediation, or they could be from, you know, some other field, sociology or social work. what we'd like to have is someone that can see and or talk about how emotional intelligence may tie to what they do. Another part of the format is what we call the open forum. Now, the open forum is an opportunity for the listeners out there to get involved. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Our lines are open throughout the show, and all you need to do is call us at 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. Now, the show is for and or about our members and our listeners, so therefore, we want to hear what you have to share, your experiences, maybe even questions that you might have. And if you're someone that just doesn't like to talk on the phone, well, we have another way you can send us information. You can email us with a question or comment at letstalkei@gmail.com. Or you can hit me with a text, a tweet rather than text. Hit me with a tweet during the show at Dr. Hank at Let's Talk EI. We'll get to those in the last segment of our show. So the last segment of the show, we'd like to maybe respond to emails or tweets that come in during the show or maybe that came in prior to the show. So there are several ways of getting information to us. You know, we'd like to hear from you, certainly. You know, we want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear what your take is around emotional intelligence. And so don't be bashful, you know. Ask us. Talk to us. You know, let us know what's going on with you as it relates to emotional intelligence. Now, emotional intelligence shows up in a lot of ways. And what I'm thinking about right now is, for those of you that may have seen the Super Bowl last night, talk about ebbs and flows of emotion. The first half, you know, one team was just, you know, running up and down the field, sort of in charge. The next half, after the lights went out and all, the other team was sort of running up and down the field. So there was a lot of changes in emotions, ebbs and flow in emotions. You know, one of the things that was required was a lot of patience and tolerance. You know, how were people going to deal with the ambiguity that was going on? You know, so if you want to talk about emotions, it shows up in a lot of different ways. And clearly last night was a good example of emotional intelligence. Some people were able to manage their emotions very well. And there were times when, of course, you know, it looks like it may have gotten away from some of the players and even some of the coaches. But anyway, I thought it was a great opportunity to just kind of look at emotional intelligence from a different perspective. Well, I don't want to take up all of our time talking about the Super Bowl because obviously everyone out there is not a Super Bowl fan or a football fan, but, you know, I was up until the wee hours in the morning looking at the game and then looking at the Sports Center, which is where you have the sportscasters who analyze the game or talk about how things should have happened and so forth and so on. But anyway, we have our guest today. Our guest today is Jennifer Trout. And Jennifer is a program coordinator for the College of Business at Rasmussen College. And our guest is going to be joining us in just a few minutes right after we come back from the break. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.